नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो we will start discussing the sixth verse of Manasiksha starting from today. So Manasiksha in total has 12 verses. So if we complete this, we would have completed half of Manasiksha. Manasiksha is Raghunath Das Goswami, and the original commentary of this was the Bhajan Darpan commentary by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is the prose commentary that he wrote for this book, and he has also written a poetic commentary which is a summary of the prose commentary, which is called as Manasiksha Bhasha. And then this book also has commentaries or classes given by His Holiness Shivaram Swami Maharaj, Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, भक्ति विज्ञान गोस्वामी महाराज, जयद्वैत स्वामी महाराज, उर्मिला माताजी, ये सब लोगों का भी क्लासेस है विच हैज बीन ट्रांसक्राइब्ड एंड प्रेजेंटेड हियर। सो वी विल रेफर टू दैट आल्सो। दिस हैज बीन कंपाइल्ड बाय अ ग्रुप ऑफ डिवोटीज, गोल्डन एज मीडिया। सो we started Manasiksha. We'll do a very quick overview of the verses. So we started by discussing the first verse. Actually, Manasiksha takes a person from a materialistic, from Shraddha till re-establishing him in his personal relationship with Krishna. Ye sab 12 verses mein. So this is more or less like Raghunath Das Goswami's nectar of instructions. Rupa Goswami's nectar of instruction is Upadeshamrit. Raghunath Das Goswami's nectar of instruction is Manasiksha. That is 11, this is 12. So, he starts by telling what happens to a person when he receives faith in bhakti. What should he do? What are his duties? What are the symptoms? Gurau goshte goshtalayishu sujane bhusuragane swamantre shrinamni vrajanavayuvadvandvasharane सदादंबं हित्वा कुरु रतिम पूर्वाहामतितरां अये स्वांतर्भ्रातश्चटुभिरभि याचे धृतपदा। सो ही सेज दैट अ पर्सन हु डेवलप्स फेथ इन कृष्णा, व्हाट डस ही डू, व्हाट इज द सिम्टम ऑफ दैट फेथ, is that, or what is the duty of a person who has faith? Surrender. Surrender is the duty. Okay. So now, how is surrender accomplished? What, you know, how do you surrender to Krishna? By loving Him. Correct? That's what Krishna says. Manmanabhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. And then he says, sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. So the means of surrendering to Krishna is by loving Him. And how do you love Krishna? By loving things related to Krishna. Tadiya sevanam. What are the tadiya? Gurau, goshte, goshtalayishu, sujane, bhusuragane, स्वमंत्रे श्री नामनी व्रज नवयुव द्वंद्व शरण। सो ही सेज you surrender to Krishna and Radharani by developing attraction for these eight things. Gurau. So each one has to introspect how we can practically accomplish this. What we can do to develop more attraction towards our Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. Goshte unto Vrindavan. Goshtalayishu. So Goshtalayishu means the Vrajavasis. Sujane. Sujane means the Vaishnavas. Other Vaishnavas. Bhusuragani means the Brahmanas. Swamantre unto the Gayatri Mantra. Shri Namni, the holy name. And Vraja Nava Yuva Dvandvashane. And the process of surrendering to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So, when one develops faith, his duty is to love Krishna by consciously trying to develop an attachment towards these eight things which are connected to Krishna. And he says, Apurvam Atitaram Ratim. One has to develop an unprecedented excessive attraction. Which means, we may not have to start with, but our goal is, we must have attraction to these eight things much more than the most attractive thing or person for us in this material world. If bhautik jagat mein koi bhi vastu ko, you know, itna, we must not have been attracted to any of the material items so much as we are attracted to these eight things. That is our goal. Because through that we develop attraction for Krishna. But what is the obstacle? Dambam. So dambam is the obstacle. Sada dambam hitva kuru ratim apurvam atitaram. So he says, if you give up that pride, and various kinds of prides he discusses, each individual demon that Krishna kills indicates a particular kind of pride, like that. So this is what he says in the first verse. And then in the next verse he says, Na dharmam na dharmam shruti gana niruptam kilakuru vraje radha krishna prachura paricharyamihatanu sachi suno nandishvara pati sutatve guruvaram mukunda preshtatve smara paramajasram nanumana. So he says, Na dharmam kuru. O mind, do not perform any pious activities. Na adharmam kuru. Do not perform any impious activities. Don't perform dharma. Don't perform adharma, he says. Which means, how is it possible? Because the moment you don't perform dharma, you are already performing adharma. How can you simultaneously not perform your dharma and not perform your adharma? Because Krishna clearly says karmanyevadikaraste maafaleshu kadachana. Aram se. Ma karmafala hetur bor mate sangostu akarmani. Don't be attached to not performing your karma also, he says. So, if one does not perform his karma, he does not have to perform any separate adharma. It is already adharma. Not performing one's dharma is also adharma. So how is it simultaneously possible to not perform one's dharma and to not perform adharma also? He says, Vraje Radha Krishna Prachura Paricharya Mihatanu. You apply yourself to worshipping, abundant worship of Radha and Krishna. So now, what Raghunath Das Goswami is indicating is, your consideration for performing an activity or avoiding an activity, let it not be dharma or adharma. You accept and reject activities based on the consideration of anukulyasya sankalpo and pratikulyasya varjanam. This is the meaning. He is not talking about giving up activities. He is talking about changing paradigms. The same activity could be performed in different paradigms. One can perform an activity out of raga and dvesha. One can perform the same activity out of the consideration of dharma and adharma. And one can perform that same activity on the platform of anukulyasya sankalpo pratikulyasya varjanam. So therefore, it is the paradigm that Krishna is talking about. It is not the activity. Same thing that Raghunath Das Goswami is indicating here. When Krishna says sarvadharman parityajya, he is not asking Arjuna to give up the activity. He is asking Arjuna to change the paradigm of his action. Is this dharmic or adharmic? Let that not be your consideration. Your consideration should be, is this pleasing to Krishna or not? Let that become your paradigm. In that way, Arjuna fighting the battlefield after hearing Bhagavad Gita is not a breach of the injunction given by Krishna, which is sarvadharman parityajya. Because he performed his kshatriya dharma, but he did not perform his kshatriya dharma. He was fighting in order to please Krishna. He was not fighting to perform his kshatriya dharma. So that is the meaning of nadharmam, nadharmam, shrutigana niruktam kilakuru. So as soon as one becomes a devotee, he is expected to change his paradigm of action. His paradigm cannot be any other paradigm. His paradigm cannot be raga sankalpo dvesha varjanam. Accept whatever you like and reject whatever you don't like. It cannot be whatever is dharma you accept, whatever is not dharma you reject. It has to be whatever is pleasing to Krishna you accept, whatever is not pleasing to Krishna you reject. That is what defines a devotee. Therefore, a devotee cannot be discussing on the platform of dharma. A devotee has to discuss on the platform of what is anukul for bhakti and what is pratikul for bhakti. So therefore, because not everything within the Vedas is necessarily within the realm of bhakti.
In this sense, follow the paro dharma.
The paro dharma automatically includes all subsidiary dharmas. Like that. Then he says, Shachi Sonam Nandishwara Pati Sutatve Guruvaram. So in this whole worship of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, where does worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fit? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ka worship, Radha Krishna worship se kaise sambandhit hai? Shalur, aapko dekhna hi para, thoda aage aage. Aapko dekhna hai. डिस्टेंस रखो पर सो शची सोनम सो ही सेज वर्शिप ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज नॉट अगेंस्ट द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ वर्शिपिंग राधा एंड कृष्ण एंड वृंदावन बिकॉज शची सोनम नंदीश्वर पति सुतत्वे स्मरमन अंडरस्टैंड दैट शची सोनु विच इज which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is non-different from Nandishwara Pati Suta. Krishna. So therefore, worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from worshiping Krishna and Vrindavan. How does the worship of Guru fit in this whole injunction to worship Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan? గురువరం ముకుంద ప్రేష్టత్వే స్మరమన కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే. అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ యువర్ గురు ఈస్ ద మోస్ట్ కాన్ఫిడెన్షియల్ అసోసియేట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. హియర్ ఓన్లీ హీ ఈస్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇంట్రడ్యూసింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఫస్ట్ వర్స్ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ రూప గోస్వామి ఈస్ ఇన్స్టిలింగ్ వ్రజభక్తి. ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వర్స్ వ్రజే రాధా కృష్ణ, వ్రజే రాధా కృష్ణ, వ్రజే రాధా కృష్ణ కీప్స్ కమింగ్. హి డస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ సే కృష్ణ, హి సేస్ వ్రజే రాధా కృష్ణ. సో అండ్ దెన్ హీ సేస్, సో ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ వైది సాధక అండ్ రాగానుగ సాధక ఇస్ నాట్ ఇన్ హిస్ అక్సెప్టెన్స్ ఆర్ రిజెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ గురు, బట్ ద వే ఇన్ విచ్ వన్ స్టార్ట్స్ పర్సీవింగ్ ద గురు. ది వైది సాధక పర్సీవ్స్ ద గురు యాజ్ బీయింగ్ ద పర్ఫెక్ట్ రిప్రజెంటేటివ్ ఆఫ్ ది పరంపర, వెరాజ్ ద రాగానుగ సాధక పర్సీవ్స్ ద గురు యాజ్ ది ఇంటిమేట్ అసోసియేట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. సో ది అటాచ్మెంట్ టు ద గురు, ది వైది సాధక పర్సీవ్స్ ద గురు యాజ్ ది పర్ఫెక్ట్ రిప్రజెంటేటివ్ ఆఫ్ ది పరంపర, ద ట్రాన్స్పరెంట్ వయా మీడియా. ది రాగానుగ సాధక సీస్ ఇస్ గురు ఇన్ దట్ వే ఆల్సో, బట్ ప్రైమర్లీ హీ సీస్ ఇస్ గురు యాజ్ అ వెరీ ఇంటిమేట్ అసోసియేట్ ఆఫ్ రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ అని బృందావనం. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ది అటాచ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ అ రాధా రాగానుగ భక్త టు హిస్, విచ్ మీన్స్ హీ సీయింగ్, హీ హాస్ స్టార్టెడ్ సీయింగ్ హిస్ గురు యాజ్ అ వ్రజవాసి. So therefore his attraction to his guru becomes all the more powerful. So a raganuga sadhaka is not a person who is not dependent on his guru's instructions. He is all the more dependent actually. The relationship becomes extremely sweet and intense. So that is the second verse that he says. The change of paradigm and how do we understand worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru. Then in the next verse he says, Yadi cheravasam vrajabhu visaragam pratijanu yuvadvandvam tachet paricharitumaradabilashe swarupam shrirupam saganamiha tasyagrajamapi స్ఫుటం ప్రేమ్న నిత్యం స్మరణమ తదాత్వం శృణు మన. హి సేస్ యది చేర్ ఆవాసం వ్రజభువి స రాగం ప్రతిజను. ఓ మై డియర్ మైండ్, ఇఫ్ యూ డిజైర్ టు టేక్ బర్త్ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్టర్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ బృందావన్ విత్ గ్రేట్ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఫర్ ద ల్యాండ్ ఆఫ్ బృందావన్, యువద్వంద్వం తచ్చేత్ పరిచరితుం ఆరాత్ అభిలషే, అండ్ ఇఫ్ యు విష్ టు స్టే వెరీ నియర్ రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ సర్వ్ దెమ్, ఇఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ యువర్ డిజైర్, దెన్ వాట్ యు షుడ్ డూ? స్వరూపం శ్రీరూపం సగణం ఇహ తస్యాగ్రజమపి. యు హ్యావ్ టు అక్సెప్ట్ ద టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ స్వరూప్ దామోదర్ గోస్వామి, శ్రీల రూప గోస్వామి, సనాతన్ గోస్వామి అండ్ దేర్ అసోసియేట్స్. Which means you cannot accept teachings from anywhere else. If you want to, if your destination is Vrindavan, you have to board this train only. There is no other train that goes to Vrindavan. That train which is Swarupam Shrirupam Saganamiha Tasyagrajamapi Sputam Premna Nityam Smara Nama Tadatvam Shrunumana. One, you have to praise them, you have to offer obeisances to them. And remember them. Which means remember their teachings. Swarup Damodar Goswami has personally taught all the Goswamis, especially Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. So, Swarupera Raghu. Karchar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu So the third point he talks about, so the first three verses talk about positives. First, about developing attraction to the eight things. Gurau Goshte Goshta Laishu Sujane Bhusuragane Somantre Srinamni Vrajana Vayuva Dvandva Sharane. The second verse spoke about the change of paradigm that is expected of a sadhaka. From Raga Dvesha to Anukulyasya Sankalpo Pratikulyasya Varjanam, or from Dharma Adharma to Anukulyasya Sankalpo Pratikulyasya Varjanam. This is the paradigm shift that is expected of a sadhaka. And he says, and then he also talks about how do you, what is the role of worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru in this whole thing. The third verse he spoke about, if your destination is Vrindavan, then your practice should be molded by the teachings of the Goswamis. No other teaching can take you to destination Vrindavan. This is the third verse. Then in the fourth verse onwards, he starts talking about obstacles, subtler and subtler obstacles, starting from grass. He goes to subtler and subtler obstacles. So, in that fourth and fifth verse we have seen. So, fourth verse me he says, Asadvarta Veshya Visraja Mati Sarvasvaharani Katamukti Vyagya Nashruno Kila Sarvatma Gilani Apityatva Lakshmi Patirati Mito Vyomanayani Vraje Radha Krishna Swarati Mani Dautvam Vajamana. So he says three things, three gross obstacles one has to stay away from. Asad Varta Veshya Visrajamati Sarvasva Harani. So Prajalpa is the first gross obstacle. So which means, if we cannot overcome the gross ones, we cannot work on the subtler ones. So he says, Asadvarta Veshya. So Gramyakata is compared to a prostitute. A prostitute comes and robs everything that you have. It's just a question of time, because the attraction is so strong that you are willing to give anything in return for that. So all the spiritual credits are completely stolen away by this prostitute of Asadvarta. Asadvarta Veshya Visrajamati Sarvasvaharani Kata Mukti Vyagriya. And Mukti Kata, discussion about liberation, is compared to a tigress which can devour one's existence only. Sarvatma Gilani. Atma Gilani means one which destroys one's existence. Apityaktva Lakshmi Pati Ratim Ito Vyomanayani. One should also give up attachment to worshipping Lakshmi and Narayan, which can potentially take one to Vrindavan. But Yadiche Ravasam Vrajabhuvi Saragam, you only mentioned that my Icha is to go to Vrindavan. So if your Icha is to go to Vrindavan, you will have to give up your attachment to worshipping Lakshmi and Narayan. Vraje Radha Krishnam Swarati Manidau Tvam Bhajamana. Uska replacement may worship Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Swarati Manidau. If you worship them, they will give them Krishna Prem. They will give you Krishna Prem. So therefore you worship them. So in this way, three gross obstacles which first head on we have to address before we can move further is Prajalpa, Mukti Kata, which means constantly we cannot be meditating on how I can escape coronavirus. That cannot be our constant that cannot be our constant absorption. Let whatever happens, happens. While we have time, let us absorb ourselves in glorifying Krishna. Vraje Radha Krishnau Swarati Manidau. So, and the third is give up attachment to worshipping. See, one can worship, one definitely, when one passes through a Lakshmi Narayan temple, one should get in, offer obeisances, accept the Tirtha and everything. But one can, one's attachment should be to worship Radha and Krishna. He is not talking about you should not worship. He says your attachment to worship should be to, your attachment should be to worship Radha and Krishna. So in this way he talks about the gross obstacles.
Liberation also means concept of right from the grossest level till when sometimes one is suffering also. When I become free from the suffering.
Same thing.
So even from the grossest conception of liberation, like when my hunger will be mitigated.
Yeah.
And so from all these levels, up to
Sahajya Mukti. Or even Sarupya, Salokya, Sashti, Samipya, even that Mukti is not very favorable. The desire for that Mukti is not favorable. Mukti is favorable, but the desire for that Mukti is not so favorable. So this is the, these are the three gross obstacles which he mentions in the fourth verse. Then in the fifth verse, he goes little more subtle. Asachesta kashta prada vikata pasha libiriha prakamam kamadi prakata pati pati vyatikarai gale padva hanye ham iti baka vidvartma pagane kurutvam futkara navati sayatatvam manayita. He says that on the path of, on the sparkling path of devotion, the path of devotion is sparkling clear. But there are some highway robbers who are standing on the, on that path to rob you, to take you in a different direction. Who are they? Prakamam kamadi prakata patipati vyatikarehi. They are the ones, the highway robbers who are there to distract you from the sparkling path of devotion. How do they distract you? Asat cheshta kashta vikata pashali birita. Through the noose, they have six nooses in their hands. Each person has one noose. Fasi. Which they can put on your neck and take you in a different direction. The different direction are the direction of kama, activities generated by kama, activities generated by lobha, activities generated by krodha, activities generated by moha, mada and matsarya. All those are in different directions away from the direction of the sparkling road of devotion. Asat cheshta kashta. Kashta prada. Eventually they give suffering. So these highway robbers, they have one nose in their hand, which they put on the neck of the sadhaka and pull them in a direction away from the direction that leads to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So, what is the solution? Hanyeham, hanyeham iti kurutvam putkaran. I am dead, bolke, shout and call the attention of Bakavit Vartma Pagane. Call the attention of not the holy name, call the attention of not Krishna, call the attention of the Vaishnavas. Because they are the police who are standing there. if you are in trouble, if you are struggling due to lust or anger or envy or greed or illusion or pride, call out loudly the Vaishnavas who can come and save you. So, the next set of six subtler, those which are subtler than Prajalpa. One can stop discussing Prajalpa, but to overcome lust, to overcome greed, difficult. But at least we should start from the Prajalpa. We should start from the gross things. Because the gross activities actually accumulate the vasanas which drive the subtle anarthas. Abhi, hum internet mein if we are reading about alag-alag prakar ka laptops or smartphone, naya-naya model with different features. Ye kya hai? In one sense, this is like Prajalpa. And this leads to Lobha. I want to purchase it. I want to have it. And that Lobha leads to Asat-Cheshta. Somehow or other, iska paisa kidhar se aayega? Kya karein? Like that. Or if we are reading about some other things which are not related to Krishna consciousness, it may incite lust. And that lust will lead to... Ek second. Isko pause karta hun. Then he discusses that's what.
So
asat cheshta kashta prada vikata paashali vidiha prakamam kamadi prakata patapati vyatikaraihi gale badva hanyeham iti bakavit vartma pagane kuruttum futkaran. So how actually only the Vaishnavas can save, and Vaishnavas will save only if we have a relationship with the Vaishnavas. Abhi ashram mein bhi, if we are going in a different direction, kon bolega wo humko pata hai, koi bhi nahi bolne wala hai. Actually jinke sath hamara sneh sambandh hai wohi aake bolega, because he is only concerned. Others will not come and tell. So therefore it is imperative on our part that if it is clear that we want to reach the destination, then we should have people who have loving relationship with us. So that when we are in trouble, we can call their names.
Prabhu,
please help me. So it is always important that we have such kind of friends with whom we can call when we are in trouble. So the second set of, and those friends should not be the ones with whom you are sitting and doing Prajalpa. Because wo to grass level pe hi gadbad hai. Sajatiya ashes nigde sadhu sanga svato vare. Those four aspects should be there. Sajatiya ashe, like-minded hona chahiye. Snigde, sneha sambandha hona chahiye. Par ye dono ho sakta hai, par sadhu sangha nahi ho sakta hai. One may come together to discuss, one may have very good liking for each other, one may be like-minded, but that like-mindedness may be for Prajalpa. So, then such a friend cannot help us overcome the subtler anarthas, because we are coming together to engage in much more grosser anartha. So such a friend should be genuinely concerned for us. Sajatiya ashe snigde sadhu sangha. It must be sadhu sangha. And svato vare means that person should be more elevated than us. Or coming in that association, both should feel a sense of mutually being elevated. Ye sang ke baad, both should feel an enhanced inspiration and determination to worship Krishna nicely. So if that association is there, then in that association what happens? What is that? Parasparanukatanam bhavanam bhagavadyashah mitoratir mitotushtir divrittir mita atmanah. So in such an association, parasparanukatanam, such an association develops first by the process of discussing the glories of Krishna together. Parasparanukatanam pavanam bhagavatisha, the purifying discussions of Krishna katha should be discussed. What happens by that? Mito rati, between the two of them affection develops. If you want to develop affection with someone, the best way of doing that is discuss Krishna katha with that person. Come together and discuss Krishna katha. Mito rati, you develop mutual affection. Mito tushti, you will not need a smartphone to satisfy you. You will be satisfied sitting with that person, and that will satisfy our heart so much that we will not need anything external to satisfy us. Mito tushti nirvritir mita atmanah, and in such an association one gets the inspiration to overcome one's anarthas. 11th canto. Which one? So this is Bhakti Sam Sundi.
Necrodosha.
Yeah. So nirvritir mita atmanah. Are aapka bhi yehi struggle tha? And you overcame it. मैं तो सात आठ साल से उसका struggle कर रहा हूँ. मैं तो I had given up fighting. But now you say that it is overcomable. You have overcome it. Let me also try. So in this way, you may be struggling with one anartha. Both of us may be struggling with the same anartha. You might have overcome it. I am struggling to overcome. You can give me tips as to how I can overcome. Or sometimes I might have overcome some anartha, you are still struggling, I can give you some tips. When that sneha sambandha is there, which is established through discussing Krishna katha, then each one can help each other to overcome their struggles. So when that sneha sambandha is there, the other person feels that I am not individually struggling. I have so many people to help me out. So many people have accepted my struggle as their own. Otherwise, in the absence of that sneha sambandha, then everyone has to struggle individually. Oh, bahut mushkil hai. Many times people leave ashram because of that. Because ultimately they are struggling individually. So, when you are in trouble, you cannot call out for the Vaishnavas if you have not developed that kind of a relationship. Agar aap wo relationship develop nahi kiya, then we will think, arey kya sochega mere bare mein. So, therefore, it is imperative, as important as our individual sadhana is relationships. Because sadhana takes care of one aspect, that is the foundation, but the walls are relationship. If you have to protect it, if we have to feel sheltered, the andhi aayega to shelter walls se milega. And one aspect of developing that relationship is to have common sadhana, collective sadhana. So collective sadhana can help develop. And Krishna, discussing Krishna katha is one of the aspects of that collective sadhana. So collective sadhana helps develop that relationship. So when that relationship develops, then we can confidently call out. We will have at least one person whom we know. अरे मुझे ये ट्रबल है तो मैं इससे बात कर सकता हूँ. आई कैन रिवील माई हार्ट टू हिम. ही विल नॉट जज मी एंड ही विल जेन्युइनली हेल्प मी. सो अल्टीमेटली इफ देयर इज समथिंग दैट इज वर्थ अर्निंग इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, दैट इज वन गुड डीप लविंग रिलेशनशिप. इफ वी कैन अर्न दैट, everything else will come through that medium. If we have not earned that, whatever we have, there is no protection.
In this context, something we want to discuss. If a devotee is seeing that he has good relationship with the spiritual master, good personal relationship with the spiritual master, but he is not able to gel with the other brahmacharis. But he has good relationship in the congregation whom he gels with. So how far it is, can be, what is it?
See, devotee can be in the brahmachari ashram, devotee can be in the congregation. I understand your question. I understand your question clearly, but I am creating the foundation for it. So, a devotee can be, both are devotees only. Naham vipro na chanarapati na pivashvana shudro. But where you have friends, that is where is your sense of belonging. And where your sense of belonging is, that is where is your home. So eventually the shift will happen. It is not wrong. Because nimnam apa iva swayam. It is not wrong. We don't have to stay in the brahmachari ashram. We have to practice devotional service. Where you feel that natural camaraderie, a sense of belonging, a sense of this affection, you naturally flow there as water will flow. That is just indicating your nature. That's all. So we have to stay in the brahmachari ashram is not an injunction. We have to practice devotion. So therefore we cannot discuss whether it is healthy or not, because whatever is conducive for one's practice of devotional service, that is what is healthy. Even if the brahmachari ashram is pratikul to it, one has to give it up. Because the principle is not brahmachari pratikulyasya varjanam, but bhakti pratikulyasya varjanam. Even if the brahmachari ashram is pratikul for a particular person, he should give it up.
According to psychophysical.
So if one is seen to be, but one can't take these things very lightly. It is just indicative that if you are not able to relate with brahmacharis and you are very easily able to relate with only congregation people, then probably that's where you belong. There's nothing wrong. There is no question of whether it is healthy or not healthy. If that's where you feel like you belong, then that's where you belong.
Sometimes some devotees say that when we develop relationship with somebody, but they eventually leave the ashram. So in that case, what happens? Somebody has developed very good relationship with some devotees. Then again he has to try harder to set up relationship with other devotees. But he's afraid because wo bhi chhod ke aayega nahi pata hai. So anubhav ka woh nahi bola. Gaurav ko nahi bola ki maine dost banana chhod diya hai kyunki maine itne saal dost banaye sab chhod diye. Ye maine dost banata hi nahi.
See,
those kind of definition.
If you have the means, see, ultimately, you can stay in touch with that person even after he leaves ashram. Mera, whoever left, I stay in touch with them. Mujhe jisse अच्छा रिलेशनशिप था उसे मैं अभी भी अच्छा सा बात करता हूँ जैसे मैं पहले बात करता था. एंड ऑन टॉप ऑफ दैट यू कैन ऑल्सो ऑलवेज डेवलप न्यू फ्रेंड्स. अल्टीमेटली इन वन सेंस यू नो we need nourishment, we should take nourishment and we should give nourishment, and in your giving nourishment you attract the gratitude from the other person, and in taking nourishment you become grateful to that person, and these are very powerful things which this is a very important parameter which helps develop, forge a very affectionate relationship. So yeah, if one person leaves, that's okay, you can develop it with other people. And if it is so disturbing and you feel that you know, you'll be more comfortable practicing on the other side, you're welcome. Maharaj has always been open. But one thing is that we cannot, without, in the long run, without that, that's why of the 10 instructions of Maharaj to Brahmacharis, the 10th instruction he says the most important of the 10. Most importantly, one has to, our Brahmachari should be trained to develop deep loving trust and relationship on the platform of servant of the servant of the servant with all the other brahmacharis, with the other brahmacharis. So when that is there, then we see where we feel a bonding, that's where is our home. That can be in the brahmacharya ashram, that can be in the grihastha ashram, that's no problem. Because ultimately our goal of life is to worship Krishna. Whatever is conducive, you accept. बाकी लोग क्या सोचेगा, बाकी लोग क्या सोचेगा उसके लिए, अगर बाकी लोग सोचेगा कि आपको भक्ति नहीं करना चाहिए, भक्ति भी छोड़ देंगे क्या? सो नाउ वी गो टू द थर्ड लेवल ऑफ ऑब्स्टकल, मोर सटलर, दैट ही इज गोइंग टू अड्रेस. ही सेज, अरे चेत प्रोद्यत कपट कोटि नाटी बरकर क्षरण मूत्रे स्नात्वा दहसि कथमात्मानमपि मां सदा त्वं गांधर्वा गिरिधर पद प्रेम विलस सुदाम्बोदौ स्नात्वा त्वमपि नितरां मां च सुखय. So he says, Are. Are means, oh ruffian. Ruffian means a crude person, very ungentlemanly person. Are. He says, Chetah, oh mind. Katam dahasi. Why do you burn yourself? Katam atmanam dahasi. Why do you burn yourself, api maam, and me? He is addressing the mind. Why are you burning yourself and me, the soul? How am I burning you and me? Snatva, by taking bath. Kese? Kshan mutre, in the trickling urine. Of what? Bharakara, the great donkey. What is, which is that donkey? Prodhyat kapata kutinati. Full blown hypocrisy and duplicity.
Full blown.
So, why are you, O mind, why are you burning yourself and you are burning me in the trickling by taking bath in the trickling urine of the great donkey named full-blown hypocrisy and duplicity. So what is the solution? How can I protect myself from getting burnt? Sadatvam snatva. Always take bath. Nitaram. Again, sada, nitaram, both mean always, always, always. Always take bath in Sudam Bodhav. Sudha is nectar. Ambodhav is the ocean. Sudam Bodhav is the nectarian ocean of Gandharva Giridhara Pada Prema Vilasat. The love emanating from the lotus feet of Shri Shri Gandharvika Giridhara. Sukhaya, delight, Tvam, you delight, Api Maam, and let me also delight. You become happy, make me also happy. Gandharvika is Radharani. Why Gandharvika Giridhari? I don't know why. You have a pata nahi. Okay. So abhi band karo aapka. Close it, whatever you have. And let's try to recollect the words. Then we will recollect the word meanings. Okay. Then we will do the unwire ourselves, and then we will memorize the verse. Okay. Whatever word you remember from the verse, you tell.
Mutre.
Very good. Mutre. Snatva. Kutinati. Okay. Sudha. Are Chetaha. Prodyat.
Ghada.
Khara.
Next.
Harakara. Bolke jao. Bolte jao. Tika bhi second round.
Damba. Hypocrisy.
Kapata Kutinati. Full-blown duplicity. Oh, yeah. Word yaad rakho. Word yaad rakho.
Sadatvam.
Okay.
Nitaram.
Nitaram. Okay.
Correct Nitaram, correct.
Sada Nitaram.
Both you and me kaafi
kuch tha. Maam api.
Maam.
Maam.
Cheta. Okay. So, Abhi, let's, I will read the Sanskrit. Close karo, main open karne ke liye bola. I will read the Sanskrit, you tell the English. Are.
O Ruffian.
Chetaha.
Mine.
Katam.
Mine.
Dahasi.
Burn.
Are Chetaha. Katam Dahasi. Atmanam.
Me.
Yourself. Why you are burning yourself? Api Maam.
And me.
Why you are burning yourself, the mind, and me, the soul? But how? Snatva. By taking bath. आप इंग्लिश में बोलो ट्रांसलेशन अपने आप उसको आपको संस्कृत आ जाएगा. व्हाई यू आर बर्निंग योरसेल्फ एंड मी बाय टेकिंग बाथ स्नात्वा इन द ट्रिकलिंग यूरिन शरण मूत्रे ऑफ द शरण ट्रिकलिंग यूरिन ऑफ भरकर और द ग्रेट एस. व्हाट इज द ग्रेट एस? फुल ब्लोन hypocrisy and duplicity. Kapata. Prodyat kapata kutinati. Prodyat is full blown. Kapatata is hypocrisy and kutinati is duplicity. Then he says, Sadatvam, instead you always, Snatva, take bath, in what?
Sudha Ambudhi.
Sudha Ambodhav. Sudha Ambodhav. So what is compared to the ocean of nectar? Gandharva Giridhara Pada Prema Vilasati. Of the love emanating from the lotus feet of Shri Shri Gandharvika Giridhari. Sukaya and delight. Tvam, you delight, and Mamapi, and you delight me also. Okay. So, abhi, main English batata hun, aap Sanskrit batao. Okay. Oh, ruffian.
Arey.
What tapliq de rahe?
क्या उसको
बोल रहा है
क्या तकलीफ दे रहा है उसको बंद करो ना
अरे
ओ रफियन बताओ
अरे ना
माइंड
चिंता
व्हाई
खत्म
बर्निंग
यस
Dahasi.
Dahasi.
Yourself.
Tvam.
Atmanam. Atmanam. And me. Abhimam. By bathing.
Snyatva.
In the trickling urine.
Sharakara.
Sharan.
Sharan.
Urine ka kya?
Mutra. Karan mutra.
Sharan motre.
शरण मुद्रे
भी
खराब शरण मुद्रे बोला ही नहीं मैं अभी डंकी बोला क्या मैंने द ट्रिकलिंग यूरिन द ग्रेट एस
भरा 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 भरा
फुल ब्लोन हिपोक्रेसी एंड ड्यूप्लिसिटी ప్రోద్యత్ ఫుల్ బ్లోన్ కపట కుటినాటి యు షుడ్ ఆల్వేస్ సదాత్వం బై బేదింగ్ ఇన్ ది నెక్టేరియన్ ఓషన్ Sudambodhav. Always.
Sudha.
Ho gaya. Dusra always. The love emanating from the lotus feet of Shri Shri Gandharvika Giridhari.
Yeah.
Snake. Gandharva Giridhari Pada Prema Vilasat. Vilasat also means dazzling.
Chamchamata.
Delight.
Sukha.
Sukhaya.
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 Yourself.
Om.
And me too.
Mama.
Happy mom. Okay. So, we will chant this verse 3 times. Okay. Sabke paas kuch na kuch hai. Dekhne ke liye. Okay. Hai? Sabke paas hai?
Just starting it.
Are Cheta Prodhyat.
Guru Ghost. Six.
Manas Siksha.
Guru Ghost. Are Shunname.
Okay, let's start. अरे चेत प्रोद्यत कपट कुटी नाटी वरकर शरण मुद्रे स्नात्वा दहसि कतम आत्मानमपि माम् सदा त्वं गंधर्व गिरिधर पद प्रेम विलस शूलाम्बोदौ स्नात्वा स्वमपि नितरामां च सुखया अरे चेत प्रोद्यत् कपट कुटी नाटी वरकर शरण मुद्रे स्नात्वा सदा त्वं गंधर्व गिरिधर पदं प्रेम विलस सुदाम्बोदौ स्नात्वा त्वमपि नितरामां च सुखया अरे चेत प्रोद्यत् कपट कुटी नाटी वरकर शरण मुद्रे स्नात्वा दहसि कतम आत्मानमपि माम् सदा त्वं गंधर्व गिरिधर पदात् प्रेम विलस सुदाम्बोदौ स्नात्वा स्वमपि नितरामां च सुखया क्लोज करो ओके So now we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So do do lok ka pair banao. Okay. Mahabhagat Prabhu, Harigopal Prabhu. Abhimanyu Pran Prabhu, Krishna Gaur Prabhu. Harigopal, Harimadhav Prabhu and Rambhadar Prabhu. So we will now together try to recollect one. Line, okay. Abhi, instead of that coming on one person, it is on you both. To usko band karo.
Woh thoda padh lega
na? Theek hai. I will give you 2 minutes. Go over it.
Isme yaad hai. Seriously, padh rahe the aapke.
Okay. Okay. Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur's Bhajan Darpan commentary. Okay. This verse gives advice. This verse gives advice to those practitioners who may be able to subdue the 6 enemies of lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness and envy but have failed to vanquish the great enemies of deceit and hypocrisy. Which means, he says, this verse gives advice to those practitioners who may be able to subdue their 6 enemies of lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion, and pride. But but have failed to vanquish the great enemies of deceit and hypocrisy. Okay. So this is the introduction. Then he gives the shlokartha, meaning of the verse. First he explains what is this. Prodyat kapata kutinati bharakara kshiran mutre snatva. This verse describes bathing in the trickling urine of the donkey of complete ostentatious duplicity and hypocrisy. There are 3 categories of spiritual practitioners or sadhakas. The swanishta sadhaka only endeavors to please Sri Bhagavan, Lord Hari, and completely rejects all the regulations and injunctions of the Varnashrama Dharma. So there is a explanation here which is given below. Dekhte, we will read. The original Bengali commentary reads, Swanishta Sadhaka Gana Varnashrama Vihita Vidhi Samuhera Palana ओ निषेध समूहेर संपूर्ण परिहार कर्त भगवान हरि के संतुष्ट करिते चेष्टा करेन बेस्ड ऑन हाउ अ रीडर अप्लाइज ग्रामेटिकल रूल्स द मीनिंग्स मे वेरी द वर्ड संपूर्ण परिहार और कंप्लीट रिजेक्शन apply to Varnashrama Vidhi Samuhera Palana or observing the rules of Varnashrama coupled with Nisheda Samuha or collective prohibitions. More literally, Palana observing and Parihara rejecting can be taken to apply to Varnashrama Vihita Vidhi and Nisheda respectively. These two variant readings offer quite different meanings. Okay, whatever it may be. Parinishta sadhakas engage themselves in all prescribed activities, taking shelter of all the rites and rituals used to worship the Lord. These two types are grihasthas, householders. The third type of sadhaka is nirapeksha, a devotee who is renounced. Such persons are of a detached nature and not in the grihastha ashrama. All three types are benefited only when they become thoroughly honest and give up deceit, pretense and hypocrisy. Otherwise, they are surely vanquished. So, he is talking about three types. Swanishta sadhaka, parinishtita sadhaka and nirapeksha sadhaka. So, swanishta is
use of varnashram.
No, actually that is nirapeksha. So here, that's why the other meaning has to be taken here. Baldev Devushan.
But then the context is different. The terminology is the same, but context is different.
Nay, it's the same only because he has given the other meaning of Sanishta here. He gives two meanings of Sanishta. Because if you take, then Swanishta and Nirapeksha same dikra.
Nirapeksha is Vairagi.
Nirapeksha is a Grahatyagi, but Swanishta is a Grahasa. That's the difference.
Nay, according to Baldevidya Bhushan, Sanishta Bhakta is a mixed devotee.
Yes.
The Parinishtita and Nirapeksha are pure devotees.
Yes, so there is the context.
But
Nirapeksha is the duties.
Huh?
Parinishtita does for the
does for setting the exam.
Yes.
But here, actually,
also can be completely devoted.
But this, I think, because he gives two meanings, I think this has to be taken in the, because Parinishtita and Nirapeksha same. Parinishtita sadhakas engage themselves in all prescribed activities, taking shelter of all the rites and rituals used to worship the Supreme Lord. And the Nirapeksha sadhaka gives up all those Varnashram Dharma. Okay.
Renounced.
So, one who is at the stage of Bhava and Prema, Babaji, he is Nirapeksha. And the Sadhaka is the Parinishtita Bhakta. And the Sanishta Bhakta is a mixed devotee. This is. So, which means he performs Varnashram because he feels that he needs Varnashram. Parinishtita performs Varnashram because he feels others need Varnashram. And Nirapeksha performs Varnashram because he cannot perform Varnashram duties because there is insufficient time to perform Bhakti only. Avyartha Kalatvam. He can't spend a single minute not performing direct devotional service. So these are the three categories. This is according to Baldevidya Bhushan. And either ka parinishtita and nirapeksha, according to the explanation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, looks same.
But
sanishta
only endeavors to.
That's what Koji he has given. That is why wo dot dal ke niche explain kiya hai. Iska do meaning hai. Wo do meaning to very different meanings. So he has given one meaning which does not seem to fit in this. In the series of discussion. But anyway, aage iska explanation kaise Bhaktivinoda Thakur dete hain, usko dekhke then we will see. Each type of sadhaka has distinct ways of exhibiting a deceitful nature. Each one of them can show deceit in a different way. The deceitful nature of the Swanishta sadhaka can be exhibited in six ways. First, indulging in sense gratification on the pretext of satisfying the Supreme Lord. आज भगवान के लिए भजिया बनाएंगे,
भगवान के लिए
भजिया।
सेकंड, सर्विंग रिच इन्फ्लुएंशियल मटेरियलिस्ट इंस्टेड ऑफ सर्विंग सिंपल निरपेक्ष सर्वेंट्स ऑफ कृष्ण। तो राधा गोविंद महाराज कोई महाराजा हैं एंड अ वेरी रिच पर्सन, ऑफकोर्स ऐसा नहीं बोल सकते हैं बिकॉज वी आर एन इंस्टीट्यूशन, अ पर्सन वी नीड मनी फॉर इंस्टीट्यूशन ऑल्सो, बट द पॉइंट इज वन शुड सकले सम्मान कुरिते शकति देहो नाथ जता जता, सो द रेस्पेक्ट, सो वन शुड नॉट ट्राई टू सर्व रिच इन्फ्लुएंशियल मटेरियलिस्ट so that he can get some personal benefits.
Yes, there is a
intention.
So personally I may get some benefits, some facilities.
Ticket sir. Puri jaane ka ticket milega. Puri jaane ka flight ticket milega.
So like that, if one serves rich influential materialist instead of serving the simple nirapeksha servants of Krishna, that is second way in which he can be duplicitous. Third, accumulating more wealth than would ever be needed. These are justifiable things. You can always justify. पढ़ते पढ़ते आएगा तो मैं बताऊंगा आपको
सिंपल इंग्लिश में मीनिंग।
Pretense means, see, I don't exactly know dictionary, jitne check karo na, they must have checked the dictionary and written na kapata aur kutinati ka, so check karo pretense and duplicity ka dictionary mein kya bola hai isse. Fourth, enthusiasm for meaningless temporary gains even at the cost of envying and harming others. Okay, enthusiasm for meaningless gain, temporary gains, even at the cost of envying and harming others. Fifth, teaching twisted logic and self-motivated speculation in the name of giving education instead of cultivating spiritual knowledge. This could be anything. Of course, it depends on the intent. Wearing the dress of a materially disinterested renunciate in order to gain material prestige. Renunciate here means Baba Jivesh.
Anything which is respected. Anything which is respected
At that time. So this is a Swanishta. So a Swanishta can engage in deceitful nature by indulging in sense gratification on the pretext of worshipping the Supreme Lord or satisfying the Supreme Lord. Second is serving influential materialists instead of serving simple nirapeksha bhaktas. Third is accumulating more wealth than needed. Fourth is enthusiasm for meaningless temporary gains even at the cost of envying or harming others. And fifth is teaching twisted logic instead of in the name of education, instead of teaching transcendental knowledge. And sixth is wearing the dress of a materially renounced person to gain adoration, respect. For the Swanishta Bhakta. The deceitful nature of the Parinishthita Sadhaka can be exhibited in two ways. Making an external show of strictly following rules and prohibitions while inwardly being attached to material subjects unrelated to Krishna. ऐसा नहीं है कि अरे मेरा लस्ट नहीं गया इसके बारे में मैं सोचूंगा नहीं, ऐसा नहीं. Okay, in two ways, making an external show of strictly following rules and prohibitions while inwardly being very attached to material subjects unrelated to Krishna. Second, preferring the association of non-devotees rather than Krishna conscious devotees. So these are the two ways in which deceitful nature of the Parinishtha Sadhaka can be exhibited. The deceitful nature of the Nirapeksha Sadhaka, matlab jo vairagi grihatyagi kastarpe hai, but the fact that he has this deceitful nature means he is not fit to be there actually. The deceitful nature of the Nirapeksha Sadhaka can be exhibited in eight ways. An actual Nirapeksha Sadhaka cannot
be.
But at the level of bhava only you are supposed to accept that. Abhi isko padenge. Thinking of oneself as an advanced Vaishnava. A person at the stage of bhava is mana shunyata. He does not feel like that. Matlab, that's what. Not one who has accepted the vesha without having the qualification.
So called nirapeksha.
Thinking of oneself as superior to others simply by wearing the dress of a renounced person. Matlab, so called nirapeksha only is collecting material wealth for food and clothing more than required.
Food and clothing, simple thing, more than required.
Improperly associating with the opposite sex in the name of spiritual practices. Staying with materialistic people with the expectation of receiving wealth rather than visiting Krishna's temple. Spending more time with materialistic people with the hope of receiving some material wealth rather than visiting Krishna's temple. Sixth, being inwardly anxious and worried about collecting more wealth while making a pretense of performing devotional service or chanting. Seventh, being more concerned with external dress and rules and regulations than devotion for Krishna. Eighth, overlooking or neglecting the main purpose of spiritual life, that is developing love for Krishna. So,
Nirapekshika
list lamba hai.
Take the qualification also, they went through many years of internally developing those qualifications.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
So, it cannot mean that, that.
Endeavors. Yeah, Prabhupada also knew. It's not that Prabhupada did not know. Prabhupada knew, but that was the need of the hour.
Yeah.
He gave, and many of them did take up that challenge and internally grew also.
Yes.
After Prabhupada left, and they also started moving around, like Prabhupada was going and preaching. But there was no transformation happening, that something is wrong. We have to go internal. So they all moved, many of them, they moved inwards. And they said, internally, we need to work, internal purification is required. And then they could see that,
going deep.
Okay. Various cheating propensities, kapatata, such as bad arguments, kutarka. Just for.
Kapatata.
कुटिनाटी यूप्लिसिटी बता दिया. अभी कपटता क्या है? वेरियस चीटिंग प्रोपेंसिटीज सच एज बैड आर्ग्यूमेंट्स कुतर्क फॉल्स फिलोसॉफिकल कंक्लूजन्स कुसिद्धांत अलग अलग प्रकार का सिद्धांत and maintaining impediments to devotional service, anarthas, arise from a deceitful nature. Okay.
So even that vitanga, that is also kapatama.
Yeah. Just arguing to prove the other person wrong. Kutarka. All of these propensities are very detrimental to true Krishna consciousness and are compared to the urine of a donkey. Many practitioners may think they are getting cleansed by bathing in the unholy urine of the donkey of deceit. Factually, they are just burning and destroying their own lives.
Animal rights are
there. So then he says, so this is the first. What is the solution for this? Gandharva Giridhara Pada Prema Vilasat Sudambodav Snatva. Take bath in the oceanic nectar of Sri Gandharvika Giridhara, lotus feet. Instead, one should bathe. Instead, one should bathe in the ocean of nectarian love that emanates from the lotus feet of Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhara. Gandharva. Gandharva refers to Srimati Radhika, who is the internal energy, Swarup Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Giridhari refers to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who possesses all unlimited inconceivable potencies and is thus known as Shaktiman Purusha. Here, one is advised to bathe in the Vishuddha Chit Vilas, the ocean of nectar of transcendental spiritual transformation. This nectar arises from the love of the shelter of Gandharva Giridhari's lotus feet. To elaborate this subject, Srila Rupa Goswami prays in the Shri Prarthana Paddhati of his Tavamala as follows. Shuddha Gangeya Gaurangim Kurangi Langi Mekshanam Jitakotindu Bimbasyam Ambudambara Samvratam Navina Vallavi Vrinda Dhammillotfula Mallikam Divyaratnadya Lankara Sevyamana Tanushriyam Vidagda Mandala Gurum Gana Gaurava Manditam Atipreshta Vayasyabhir Ashtabhir Abhiveshtitam Chanchalapanga Bangena Vyakuli Krutakeshavam Goshtendra Suta Jivatu Ramya Bimbadarambratam Twamasau Yachate Natva Vidutan Yamuna Tate Kakubir Vyakudaswanto Jano Vrindavaneshwari Kritagaskepi Ayogyepi Janesmin Kumatavapi Dasyadana Pradanasya Dhavam Api Upapadaya Yuktastvayajano Naiva Dukkitoyam Upekshitum Kripadyota Dravachitta Navanita Siyatsada. So he says, O Shri Radha, I offer obeisances to you. You have a complexion of pure golden hue, possess of a pair of doe-like restless eyes, have a face that conquers the beauty of millions of full moons, and dress in dark cloud-like garments. Your hair is decorated by the gopis using mallika flowers, and your body is decorated with divine gems and ornaments. You are the guru of all the expert gopis, the reservoir of the admiration of your followers, extremely dear to your confidants and surrounded by your 8 primary sakis. By a mere movement of the corner of your eyes, you make Lord Keshava restless, and the nectar of your delightful lips is the only source of life for the son of Nanda Maharaj. Like this. Having offered obeisances in this way, I, a distressed soul belonging to you, beg you with sweet words while rolling on the banks of Yamuna. Although I am unfit, an offender with a crooked mind, please bestow on me a fragment of the gift of service to you. This unhappy soul is not fit to be neglected by you, for you have a butter soft heart that melts constantly with the warmth of your compassion. So like this we can offer prayers to. So this is the meaning, this is one aspect of offering taking bath in the nectarian ocean of the lotus feet of Gandharvika Giridhari is to offer prayers to their lotus feet for picking us up. Srila Rupa Goswami further elaborates on this subject matter in his Shri Shri Radha Madhavayor Nama Yugashtakam of his Tavamala. Radha Madhavayore Tad Vakshe Nama Yugashtakam Radha Damodarau Purvam Radhika Madhavau Tataha Vrishabhanu Kumari Cha Tata Gopendra Nandanaha Govindasya Priyasaki Gandharva Bandhavastata Nikunja Nagarau Goshta Kishora Janashekarau Vrindavanadipau Krishna Vallabharadika Priyau. He says, I shall now recite the following 8 names of Shri Shri Radha Madhav. She is Radha and he is Damodar, whom she bound during the month of Kartik. She is Radhika and he is Madhava, the husband of the goddess of fortune. Shri is Vrishabhanu Kumari, the daughter of Vrishabhanu, and he is Gopendra Nandan, the son of Nandamara, the king of cowherds. She is Govinda Priyasaki, the dear female friend of Govinda, and he is Gandharva Bandhava, the dear male friend of Gandharva, who is also a Gopa. They are Nikunja Nagarau, the couple enjoying amorous moods in the forest bowers of Vrindavan. Goshta Kishora Jana Shekarau, the leaders of the young gopis and gopas of Vrindavan. Vrindavanadipau, the two presiding rulers of Vrindavan. She is Krishna Vallabha, the dear darling of Krishna. And he is Radhika Priya, the beloved of Sri Radhika. Once deceitful nature is removed, when the heart is completely pure with humility, which means at the stage of Nishtha, one has to endeavor to come to the stage of Nishtha. Taking shelter of such names, Nishtha. Trinadapi Suni Chenna talks about the stage of Nishtha. Taking
development happens
at Ruchi Asakti also. Yeah.
At Nishtha,
because the influence of Rajogun and Tamogun is gone, tolerance, humility, respect, all can manifest. Taking shelter of such names and soaking one's mind in the spiritual rasas, please ceaselessly wander around in the land of Vrindavan, meditating on Shri Shri Radha Govinda's pastimes throughout the periods of the day. Ashtakaliya Leela. Then the mind purified by humility will not give any space to deceit. Otherwise, the moment any other thought is given an opening, deceit again attacks. So the best way of overcoming deceit is to not give opportunity for sense gratification. Because when opportunity for sense gratification is there, then we will have to hide when we indulge. But if the opportunity itself is not there, if we are constantly engaged in devotional service, then we don't have to hide anything. So that is why he says, Sadatvam, always, Gandharva Giridhara Pada Prema Vilasat Sudambodav Snatva. Constantly try to take bath in the lotus feet of Gandharvika Giridhari, meaning constantly engage in devotional service. So constant engage in devotional service saves us from having to engage in sense gratification and therefore acting in a deceitful way. Because once you engage, then you will have to hide. But in order to not engage, you must not have time to engage. And in order to fill up that time, you have to engage in devotional activities. So, this is the explanation of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur through his Bhajan Darpan commentary. So, this he has summarized in his Manas Siksha Bhasha. In a simple, nahi, 2 minute mein ho jayega. Kama Krodha Adhikari Bahirese Sabha Ari Ache Eka Goda Shatrutava कपट तना मतार तारे कोटि नाटी भार कर मूर्ति परम किटव. असाइड फ्रॉम डिजायर एंगर एंड द अदर थीव्स विच वॉज द प्रीवियस वर्स देर इज वन सटलर एनिमी ऑफ योर्स हिज नेम इज डिसीट एंड इज ऑल्सो नोन एज इनसिंसियरिटी दैट एनिमी इज अ ट्रिकी एंटिटी एंड इज इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अ डॉकी. ओरे मन गुड कथा धार से कर मुत्रे बुले स्नान करी कुतूहले पवित्र बलिया मने कर. माय डियर माइंड प्लीज ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड द डीपर एसेंस. यू आर जॉयफुली बेदिंग इन दिस डोंकीज यूरिन बाय मिस्टेक थिंकिंग इट टू बी समथिंग प्योर. वने वा गृहे टाक से करे दूरे रख यारा मोत्रे तुमी आमी ज्वाली तुमी आमी ज्वली बोथ ऑफ अस आर बर्निंग. चाडिया कपट वश कपट्य वश युगल विलास रस सागरे का रह स्नान केली. वेदर यू लिव इन अ फॉरेस्ट और एट होम कीप अवे फ्रॉम द डोंकी हूज यूरिन बर्न्स बोथ यू एंड मी. Let's escape the charm of our own duplicity and sportingly bathe in the beautiful ocean of the divine couple's sweet love. This is what we have to tell our mind. You are also burning and you are burning me also. Come, let us both go to the ocean of the divine couple's sweet love and let's take bath there. Rupa Raghunatha Pai E Bhakti Vinoda Chai देखिते युगल रस सिंधु जीवन सार्थक करे सर्व जीव चित्त हरे सेई सागरेर एक बिंदु. At the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, Bhakti Vinod begs to see that beautiful ocean of the divine couple's love. A single drop from that ocean makes life worth living and steals away the hearts and minds of all living beings. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki
jai.
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki
jai.
Sri Manas Siksha ki. So evening 5:30 we will convene at the same place to discuss Bhagavad Gita second chapter.